It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the wash of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, What Manner of Person Are You? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with It Is Well With My Soul, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Bye. this wealth with my soul.
And Herod was happy to see Jesus, thrilled, because he had wanted to see Jesus a long time, because he wanted to see the magical tricks. He wanted to see him perform some magic. He had heard about this Jesus, the magic tricks that he did. And he said to Jesus, come on, show me some of your tricks. Show me some of your things. And Jesus stood there, said nothing. And I'm sure that Herod pleaded with him and said, hey, listen, I can let you go or I can put you to death. Either one. I'm the king. You do what I say and I do those tricks. And Jesus did nothing. And Herod bundled him up and sent him back to Pilate. He said, I'm disgusted. This man, he can't even do any tricks. No, there's no magic here. The people are lying to me about him. There's nothing here. It's not worth my time. Send him back. Send him back and let Pilate take care of it. So he wasn't guilty, was he? He wasn't guilty of Jesus. It was Pilate. Or was it? No. He had the opportunity to release Jesus, but he didn't. Judas didn't have to betray Jesus, but he did. The disciples didn't have to flee. They could have defended Jesus, but they didn't. The Sanhedrin, the high priest, they didn't have to have lying witnesses. They didn't have to sentence Jesus to death, but they did. Pilate could have let him go, but he didn't. He did not. All of these people had their opportunity. They could have let Jesus go, every one of them. And how about the multitudes, the people? They stood out and said, crucify him. They didn't have to cry out that. They knew Barabbas was guilty. Barabbas was guilty of sedition. He was a robber. He was no good. But Jesus had done nothing. He was innocent. He had even performed miracles. He had raised the dead. He had healed so many. And that is, listen to his sermon on the mount, what he said. He said, you know, blessed are you when men persecute you. And he said all those wonderful things. He was a kind man, a good man. But they still cried out, crucify him. They didn't lay their hands on him. They didn't nail him to the cross, but they killed him. They were guilty. They had their opportunity to defend, to save Jesus. So many people here could have saved him, but they didn't. And then he went to the cross. They nailed him to a cross. First, though, they made him drag the cross. He got help a little way from a man named Simon, who helped take the cross up to the top of the hill, Golgotha. They said, take these crosses out to the hill. And there are the two more people they decided to crucify with him. They were guilty. They were evildoers. They had been tried and convicted. And Jesus was tried and convicted too, but he had done nothing wrong, no sin at all, no crime at all. And there he was on the cross, suffering, nails in his hands and feet. And there were the two thieves crucified with him, thieves, one on the right hand and another on the left, is verse 38 of Matthew 27. And people pass by and revile him. They wag their heads. And they begin to mock him. And they said, well, you that destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, save yourself. Come on, get down from the cross. Save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from that cross. They laughed at him. And the chief priests were there too, mocking him. And the scribes and the elders were there also. And they said to themselves, they said to others, they said, look at him. He saved others, but himself he cannot save. If he's the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. They wouldn't have believed him anyway. They had already failed the test. God knew what manner of men they were. Every one of them. They said, he trusted in God. Let God deliver him now. He said, I'm the Son of God. Let's let him prove it. And then the thieves began. They were in pretty bad shape, I suppose. I mean, they'd been nailed to the cross too. They were hurting. And I'm sure people were mocking them also. And they began to go after him. And they began, and one of the thieves said, if you're the Son of God, why don't you save yourself and us? Why don't you save us? Why don't you come down from the cross and we'll go with you? Take us with you. This thief was pretty bad, wasn't he? He was a bad sort. And why not? I mean, he wasn't, there was no redemption in him. There was no repentance in him. But he was suffering, and he wanted to be saved. Hey, you can't save anybody. If you could, you'd save us and yourself. He began to taunt Jesus. We're all suffering. You're suffering just like us. And there's nothing you can do. We're all dying here on this cross. Then the second thief spoke. The second thief spoke. Now let's read about that in the Bible. Let's see what he said. The first thief said, you know, basically, you're a fake. If you were a genuine, if you were the genuine Son of God, you would deliver us and yourself from this cross. You're a fake. He began to put it right in Jesus' teeth. What a fake he was. But the second thief spoke. Now, first, I want you to know that this was at the very end of Jesus' life. This was the end of Jesus' life. And he had just been betrayed. And so many people from the Garden of Gethsemane, when the disciples, they wouldn't even tarry with him 1 hour and they fell asleep. All the way to the, I mean, he had seen the politician, Pilate, he had seen the king, Herod, and all the people had deserted him. And now it was his time to die. And even one of the thieves began to berate him and deride him. But the second thief, let's see what he had to say. Verse 40 of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. But the other thief, answering the first thief, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou, oh my goodness, I have to read this slow. Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Don't you fear God? Why are you berating this man Jesus? You've been condemned. Don't you fear God? He rebuked him. And we indeed, he told the first thief, we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. He says, but we deserve this. This is just for us. We're here dying on the cross because we deserve to die for what we've done. This is because of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. We deserve to be here dying on the cross, but this man has done nothing to deserve this. So you shut up and quit berating him. Shut up and quit criticizing him. Think of yourself, think of God, fear God. This man hath done nothing amiss. The very next verse says, and he said unto Jesus, the second thief, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, oh yes, let me stop right there. He didn't say Jesus. He didn't say sir. He doesn't say mister. He says, Lord, 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 remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now that man repented. How do I know it? He called Jesus Lord. He recognized him. He acknowledged Jesus was Lord. He was his Lord. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was saying, I know you've got a kingdom. I know you're going there. Take me with you. Remember me. Have you ever said those words, friend? Have you ever said, Lord, remember me? Jesus has his kingdom right now. Would you dare to say that word, those words, Lord, remember me? Take me with you to be in thy kingdom? Well, if you can, you're sincere, you've got faith, you will be with him. Well, how about this second thief? He was a thief. He was justly being punished. He deserved it. Why? It was too late for him, wasn't it? It was far too late for him. He had no way to pay back his victims. He was just a dirty scoundrel. Or was he? Well, let's see what Jesus said to him. He had just said, Lord, remember me when you enter your kingdom. What is Jesus' response going to be? I mean, this guy doesn't have a record of being a good man, no way. But what does Jesus say to him? Verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Jesus said unto him, verily, that means truthfully, I say unto you, I'm telling you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Not tomorrow, not after your next reincarnation, not after you've come back and had five lives to prove yourself. Not when everybody says, oh, he's a good man now. He used to be a bad man. It's too late for that. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. This very day, this very day, he was going to be with Jesus in paradise. Now, verse 46 says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He was in paradise. And that second thief was with him. The first thief, well, he went on to his reward, and you and I know what it was. But let's go back again. All of these people who had an opportunity to save the Son of God, to save Jesus Christ, only one responded, the thief. Now you say, I've sinned in my life. I've got sins. I've done this. I've done that. Well, Why don't you admit that Jesus is Lord this very day? Who is there to say you can't ask Jesus for forgiveness right now? You say, well, I've done so much, he'll never forgive me. I had a lady came all the way down from Massachusetts one time to see me, and she said, I'm here because I don't believe that Jesus can save me. I said, well, have you asked him? Yes, I have, but I've just done too many evils in my life. She was about 60 years of age. She rode a bus all the way down. And she came into my office and said, I don't know what to do. I know he will never save me. That lady was mistaken. She had come all the way from Massachusetts. She could have stayed there and spoken to Jesus. Jesus was there too, you know. He was there. He's everywhere. How about you, friend? It's not too late. It's not too late. How about the man who was in the back of the church and as the pastor spoke and said, come forward to be saved. If you believe, this man cried out, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. He needed more faith. How do you get more faith? You ask for it. Ask Jesus, I need more faith. I believe, help my unbelief. See, if you don't believe enough, Jesus can even give you belief. He can give you faith. You see how merciful, how much of a Savior we have? He doesn't say, well, you don't believe enough, so you're not going. You know, if you need faith, he will give you faith. None of these faith teachers, they teach, oh, if you have enough faith, you can do this. If you don't, you'll not get anything. Ask for faith. Ask for it, and you shall receive. Jesus, he's waiting for you right now. He's watching. He's calling on you. Won't you accept him today?
If you're thirsty, and dry up to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.